Good evening. Welcome to Ask Catherine for questions as of October 17th. I'm recording on October 21st. I'm in Knoxville with the Weston Price Group. We had an incredible gathering of 200 plus Salary Report subscribers yesterday, and a lot of the team were there. John Titus was there, Pete Kennedy was there, Carolyn Betts was there, and a lot of other great allies and friends and other members of the Salary team. Nita and Darlene ran the whole thing, did an incredible job, and it was great to see all of you. We raised a bunch of money for Weston Price and the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, and I'm always grateful for that. And if you haven't, go to the Take Action Crowdfund and check out the groups, including Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund and Weston Price, and feel free to click on through and make a donation. These are tremendous groups. We saw a presentation from Pete Kennedy on what they've done to build the states where raw milk is legal from 27 to in the 40s. It's an incredible, incredible and very positive story. And as everybody pointed out, because the health benefits are so amazing, raw milk is not just about food, it's about freedom. Okay, couple of questions. Hi, Catherine. So we'll start with cash and precious metals. Hi, Catherine. Enjoy all your updates. Thanks for keeping us informed. Wanted to share Western North Carolina gas station has cash and credit pricing on the pump. Did not have this the month prior when getting gas. Wow, isn't that amazing? Service contract for local home repair company showing additional 4% fee for credit cards. That's great. Please also share on financial rebellion, as we all need reminders to keep using cash as a slowly growing momentum. With merchants getting tired of the credit card company fees that they must pay. The only thing I'm nervous about is I'd hate to see the boys get rid of credit cards so they can makes it easier for them to bring on CBDC, but we have to use cash and anything we can do to diminish credit card use is good. When I speak with friends and coworkers, many still are not aware of the credit card fees merchants pay, and many surprised it is about 4%. This picture, it's in the PDF, pictures of the gas pump. Wow. There will be a 4% additional charge if paying by credit card. Wow. Hi, Catherine. You and John agreed on the last money markets. The debt-based money, excuse me. It's a big problem. First, what do you propose is a better thing for money to be based on? So the quality of any money system relates to the governance, not the financial mechanisms. To me, a well-governed currency, the best is a fiat currency that's well-governed and it's not debt-based. So, if you have not read John's sovereignty presentation in the annual wrap-up, I would start there if you want to understand debt-based money. Second, what are the problems with debt-based money? You don't need to create debt to issue money, you just issue the money. It can be a liability on the balance sheet without a private banker getting a debt. It's ridiculous. Read the story of Guernsey Island and look how they issue coins. I was talking about it with John over lunch today. He was in Knoxville and he said, same way they issue quarters. I thought that was a great and pithy answer. Hi, Catherine. You and John agreed. Read the story of Guernsey Island. If you just do a Guernsey Island search in either the library, you probably pick it up in the regular homepage as well. Perfect example of the treasury of a country just issuing currency to build infrastructure. They just start paying people with currency and just put it out. Okay, geopolitics and financial markets. There's a long piece on the sickness of connection between EMF and sickness, and I definitely think there is a connection, especially people who've received a lot of either COVID injection or a lot of injection. And again, lots of people pointing out that the only people they know who are not getting sick are people who are not injected. And I would add to that people who don't fly from Amsterdam to Mexico. I must tell you, flying these days, I consider to be a low-grade biological warfare experience. Economy, gas is nearly $7, yet traffic everywhere in the Bay Area seems unchanged and often congested. The high price seems to have changed nothing. Corporate stores closing, more and more break-ins, but it's not glaring. It seems to remain unreported. A bike store near Berkeley closed because they were tired of getting broken into. It's like Howard Schultz, we pointed this out on Money and Markets, said privately, but somebody filmed him and it got published, that they had to close 60 profitable Starbucks stores because they couldn't ensure the staff safety. They are now bicycle shop now located near Walnut Creek, very nice area, and have been broken into. The same day I learned that a very special import tea house in the older established and very nice suburban parts of the Oakland Hills has been broken into by a gang of five who had enough organization hit another shop across the street the same night. So my guess is if you look at the networks that are fielding these gangs, most of them probably have some pretty significant organization behind them, and it's part of the plan, the beatdown plan. Failing services, someone from a nice area of the San Fernando Valley made three calls to 911 over a domestic dispute and possible violence, could not reach a person to even take the call. Doesn't surprise me. Surveillance. I was visiting someone. Oh, let me step back. Another reason not to pay attention to the presidential election and pay attention to your local elections. Municipal services is going to take a lot of work and attention, so pay attention to your local leadership. You want good local leaders. It's going to make an enormous difference. Surveillance. I was visiting someone in San Francisco near one of the most dystopian parts, Outer Sunset, where 5G boxes are rolled out in every block and self-driving, sometimes referred to as cuck cars, everywhere. I had texted him on a phone I use maybe once a month, simply be there in 30, then turned it off and stuck it in its Faraday bag. We were outside back of the house, and I made a comment about harvesting the acorns on his oak tree. His phone was inside. That night, while looking for a specific video on YouTube, there was a suggestion for harvesting acorns. That's a bit baffling in the scope of the surveillance. Should it be due to that? Of course, it's due to that. That I'm telling you, freedom and control happen one person at a time. They have AI and software and surveillance on every person. You have to listen. I mean, this is the Truman Show. This is the Truman Show. And the surveillance is 24/7. It's coming in on the Wi-Fi. It's coming in down from the satellites. It's coming in on the phones. And it's, you know, they've had decades to perfect the AI here. So, absolutely. I mean, listen to freedom and control happen one person at a time and deep state politics. What I'm beginning to understand is no matter what I say, I'm not successfully communicating how the smart grid works. So go watch The Truman Show. Yes, it's really happening. Morning, Catherine. Not sure how you can report on this in Money and Markets as the legacy media is silent on what really happened this weekend. So it is not what being reported, which is of interest, which was a coup d'etat in Britain. Pam Martins just had a headline. Apparently, the BlackRock and the derivatives in the UK pensions had a lot to do with it. I haven't had a chance to dig in and look at it, but there's no doubt, you know, that the hitman cometh. Jeremy Hunt comes in, unravels everything, and you know, there was a real scare in the bond market. And you wonder what in the world was Truss doing? As soon as you saw Truss during the debates not be able to handle the reporter or the moderator feigning during the middle of the show, I could have told you she can't be the prime minister, but you think, what in the world happened there? Thank you and JT. So she writes more. Yeah, there was a coup, but if you look at what Truss did, if I'd been there, I would have gotten her out as fast as possible. I mean, I would never have let her go in, but you know, once in, you got to get her out. She was just she and the guy she brought in were just deeply in over their head. So, you know, whatever Jeremy Hunt as the hitman came in to do, it was the right thing to do. It didn't have to necessarily be Mr. Global. It could have been sensible heads. Thank you and JT for last week's marathon. I agree with you that the farm exec's behavior is consistent with that of people who believe they have a secure place on the ark. And that suggests legally is behind the scenes. You know, it's funny. I love John, but we just don't always agree. And a lot of times when you don't agree, I am 100% certain I'm right, but then he is too. So it makes for some fun. Anyway, I always learn. Question. So now we turn to equity overview. I'm thinking of applying for a foreclosure avoidance program, and then you write a lot of information. Here's the thing. You want to call Marie McDonald. I've had her on the Salier Report several times. You want to call her, and I wouldn't touch one of these things unless I had her advising me and making sure it was on the up and up. Otherwise, you could get slaughtered. So talk to Marie McDonald. It's a very specialized, it's like neurosurgery. You need the world's best neurosurgeon, and you'll get it with Marie. Catherine, we just inherited 1.5 million IRA and a 900,000 house. Do you offer financial advising services? If yes, what do you charge and how do we work with you? If not, can you refer us to a fee-only financial advisor who has a strong grasp on the state of the world? So here's what I would do. I can't recommend other professionals. What I can tell you is we've had some people who are financial planners who do fee only, and we've had them on the equity overview. And I would recommend you listen to those equity overviews and see if one of those people resonates with you, and then interview them. But I would be sure to do your due diligence. Okay, feedback. Dear Catherine, I'd like to recommend Brooke Jackson for consideration as hero. Thank you for that. I've looked at her and her work, and I appreciate that. And we love getting recommendations for heroes because there are a lot of great heroes. Anyway, there are a lot of great heroes, so keep them coming. Hi, Catherine. I'm beginning to suspect that the push to get people to eat crickets and other insects has little to do with people. We know it has nothing to do with climate change. While it will allow Mr. Global to have absolute control of the food system and to poison people at will, it also gives them the economic power to build insect factories. I'm wondering if the insects are ultimately to feed an alien race set to take possession of Earth. The purported surviving human population of 500,000 will serve Mr. Global and the aliens. The increasing terraforming, chemtrails, poisoning of the environment, most animal life might also be part of the preparation for the aliens. It's just one possibility. No need to mention or reply. Here's the thing. I never say no to a scenario. If you look at how bizarre things are, that's my question. Who is Mr. Global? And if you listen to News Trends and Stories with Joseph, you'll understand when you listen to the conversation about the Bank of International Settlements and who is the other. So until I know who Mr. Global is and where all this money is disappearing to and what's explaining this bizarro behavior, I never close out far-fetched scenarios because you just don't know. If you don't know, you don't know. Catherine, as always, thank you for your nice answer. As always, you gave me a lesson. As usual, you have an impressive intelligence and so much information. I don't know anything, and your view is like 360 degrees. How did you become so smart? So there are many, I went back and forth between many different worlds when I was a young person, including both overt and covert parts of the economy and society. So when you've seen the covert from the covert side, it sort of expands your horizons. But I've always had a deep desire to understand, and that happened before, I literally came out of the womb. I could tell you stories of me as a tiny child. I would break out and, run out the doggy door at the age of two on the theory that I wanted to see what was around the corner. I was always looking to, I was just always curious, wanted to understand the world. So I've always had a deep desire to understand, but the other thing is I have a lot of faith. I have a lot of faith in what is possible. I have a lot of faith about what the human race can do. One of my favorite, and you'll see this in the Ciliary Prayer Book, one of my favorite lines is "Now abideth faith, hope, and love." And I really try and protect my faith, my hope, and my love. And Christian and I get deep, deep, just deep belief from that source that the divine intelligence really teaches me that anything is possible when you're in alignment with the divine intelligence. And that's the question: how do we get 8 billion people in alignment with the divine intelligence when Mr. Global's trying to brainwash all of them? And then the last thing is turtling. So if you haven't read my commentary, Turtle Forth, I recommend it, because the key to learning is you just never quit. And it's just amazing if you just show up and try and do your best. It's what Denzel Washington says: fail forward. I love his speeches, but fail forward. And if you just refuse to quit and you do your best, it's amazing. It's amazing over time. You just keep learning. I recently discovered that my car insurance with State Farm is an affiliated partner company with the World Economic Forum. That is not okay with me. One thing I will say is I think, in my experience, a membership in the World Economic Forum is not necessarily a black mark. The higher up they are in the partnership scale, the less attractive, the bigger a black mark it is. There's a lot of pressure on some of these companies just to show up and see what's going on. They don't want, they want to understand what they're dealing with and what's ahead, and it's just good scouting. So what I judge a company on is the bizarro, is the crazy psychopathic stuff showing up in their work and their business model? Are they implementing the things that the World Economic Forum is promoting that we don't know and love? Obviously, it's better if they don't even show up. So one company I love is Black Rifle Coffee. And I'm assuming Black Rifle Coffee is probably not a member of the World Economic Forum. Tutorial on potentially make online purchase anonymously. I don't know anything about this. I'm putting the link in, but just remember, I haven't vetted it. So just remember, it's not vetted. One speculation about whether or not the injections in 5G are designed to make it look like radiation poisoning so we can blame the Russians. Not that I know of, but again, who knows? Anything's possible, but it's clear we're trying to blame everything, including a dirty bathroom floor in the Russians. Somebody, I had had a report on athlete deaths. Somebody checked it and said it didn't really provide good documentation support. So I sent a request to a couple people who've been following this, which I have not, and asked them if they knew of good sources that really documented excess deaths among athletes. Let's see if I get anything back. But if any subscribers know of such links, please let them in. Local gatherings, we're having a meeting in Malvern, Pennsylvania next week. I'm looking for that. That's the 27th. We've just closed down ticket sales, but there will be a waiting list. So let customer support if you're interested. We've got a 48 people signed up, a bunch of guests, so it should be about 60 people. A great, great group. And the folks, my cousins from National Bank in Malvern, I'm hoping will come. And we're going to be at the General Warren Inn, which is a lovely old inn in Malvern, Pennsylvania. So I'm looking forward to that. And as I said, we had a great gathering yesterday. I always tell people if you want to find great people in your area, just check out the Weston Price chapter and, find the foodies. And it's amazing, some great freedom fighters. If you look at what Pete Kennedy and Sally Fallon Morrell and this group has done fighting for raw milk, both in the legislature and fighting to protect those farmers with the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, it's one of the great freedom fighting success stories in the world. It's just great. Lots of recommended links and some really good ones. I've sent a whole group of them into the website. I'm not going to read through them this time because there's so many good ones, and you can go through them by going through the script if you want. And I just want to thank you because together we are such an intelligent network, and you can't get a lot of things by us. The best one, and I haven't had a chance to look at it, somebody put together a 110-page of John interviewing Ellis Medavoy. Wow, I don't know where that came from, but what a treasure. Nothing under take action, nothing under other. So that's it for the day. Again, in the appendix, we've got all sorts of links that I keep having to hand out because people are asking for it. One of the things I am learning is that really there is an insufficient understanding, even in the Solari Report Network, about the control grid. And I would just recommend again that you listen to freedom and control happen one person at a time. Unless we see the control grid, we can't back out of it. I'd also throw in check out The Truman Show and the Kingsman movie. The role of cell phones, there's way too much addiction to smartphones. And when I'm traveling like this, I have to carry one and I don't like it. I keep it in a Faraday, in a Faraday bag. But please be careful because what I'm seeing in America, I'm going from pockets and pockets of people whose minds are pretty free, but the invasiveness of the Wi-Fi, of the smartphones, people are in a trance and it's making us stupid. It's causing car accidents and people to forget things. I have to tell you, I worked on Wall Street. We had number two pencils and telephones, and we were able to maintain perfect performance because our minds weren't in a trance. We weren't in a digital surveillance fog, and we weren't having AI play on us and software play on us to sabotage us. We were not subject to the surveillance and control network that everyone is today. This stuff is really playing with people's health and its minds. It's like a tsunami, and the question for all of us is how do we deal with it? There's a wonderful article by Corey Lynn, Lucent Technologies Group, on Lucent Technologies Group. It's part of the Take Action 2021 wrap up. It's a great article. Get technology in a box working for you. Don't let it own and control you. And don't let it give Mr. Global access to your mind, your soul, and your pocketbook, particularly. Anyway, that's it for this week. There's no money in markets or Ask Catherine next week, so I'll be back in the first week of November. I'll be in Pennsylvania and then the following week back in the Netherlands. So, ladies and gentlemen, have a great week and thank you for joining me on Ask Catherine.